this is Bryn, and welcome to episode number 68 of Bits of Bryn. This is the third year anniversary podcast, which means that I am now 16 years old, which is really exciting. I'm very happy to finally be 16. I've been looking forward to it for a long time, and I'm now old enough to do a lot of things, and it's going to open up an entire new world for me. And I'm also old enough to audition for American Idol this summer, which is exciting. I've been looking forward to that, like, ever since the second season, which was a very long time ago. I was very young. And now that I'm finally old enough to audition for American Idol, I am just waffling. I don't know if I want to do it or not. I mean, it's such a wonderful opportunity, and goodness knows how much exposure you get by just being on the show, but the contract is just so stifling. I'm such an indecisive person. It's one of my biggest flaws, being indecisive. I'm going to work this year on being more decisive and knowing what I want. So I'm going to make up my mind sooner or later. I have a few months left to decide. This season's contestant from Utah, David Archuleta, he and I actually take from the same voice teacher, along with Carmen Rasmussen. We all take from Dean Kalin. I actually had the opportunity to meet David Archuleta a few years ago, and I heard him perform live at a Christmas show, and he was really nice, really, really exceptional. He's such a really cool kid, and I'm just so happy that he's going so far in the show. And, dang, I just can't make up my mind. I'm so frustrated. But I was talking to Dean about it, and he said that it's foolish not to knock on the door of opportunity. So, who knows if I'll audition. Maybe I will. I don't know. But I will definitely make up my mind within these next few months. And if I do decide to audition, I'll be sure to make the most out of it. For this show, I have a bit of a theme. And it's a bit of advice from me saying, don't be above simple opportunities. And, you know, I'm not Shania Twain in Mutlange with 61,000 acres and a $500,000 mansion in the middle of Middle Earth in New Zealand. But I do know that this is true. Just don't be above simple opportunities. I'm going to tell you a little story that happened to me. A story about what happened to me a few weeks ago that has led to incredible opportunity. It started off with an audition. My sister and I are Irish step dancers, and, you know, I'm not really very good at it. I just do it for fun. My sister is really good at it, though. It's her life. And she is part of this Irish dancing troupe, which is sort of like Riverdance, and it's Utah's version of Riverdance, and she's just excellent, and it's this huge Irish show. It's called The Rhythm of Ireland. And there is this, well, in the middle of the show, someone gets up and sings the national anthem of Ireland, which is called Soldier Song. It's a really, really lovely song. And the girl that has been singing it for the past year, we knew that she would be leaving to go on a mission. She actually went to Ireland, which is really nice. And so we knew that the spot would be opening. And so my sister and I, we worked on some harmonies. I came up with a harmony part, and we had been practicing and practicing. And when the day came where they were holding auditions, we were ready. And we got the part, which is really lovely. I'm just so excited that we got the part. And so we performed. And there's a Celtic bluegrass band that's part of the Rhythm of Ireland show, and they play incidental numbers throughout the show to give the dancers a break. And so my first night as a soloist, I went up to the guitarist a few numbers before I had to go on and asked him if he could give me a D. And so I was humming the note. I don't know what it is. Maybe that's right. Who knows? So I was just humming my note. And it was really tough because the music was going and the dancers were going. And I just had to, like, talk on the pitch, and I probably sounded really silly. And I know this isn't a D, but oh well. And I went on stage a few numbers later, and I kept my pitch, and I performed the Soldier Song with my sister. And after the show, he said that he had played a D when I went on, and I was tone true, he said. And he was really impressed that I could keep my pitch when all the songs were going. He and I got to talking, and he asked me if I would like to join him in his band on the stage to do a few songs. And I was just completely flattered. And I'm like, oh, yes, that would be fine. I was just so overjoyed to be invited to be the lead singer of a bluegrass band. We performed on stage a few nights ago. We sang this song called Old Man Time, and it's a really lovely song by Kate Rusby. I'm going to play it for you in just a bit, along with the Soldier song. And it was just such an amazing feeling being on stage with them. I was up there with a guitar, a mandolin, two fiddles, a bass, and a piano. It was really amazing. Just a dream come true to be up there. I loved it. The guitarist, his name is Mark Gesleson, and he is actually the director of the folk music program at BYU. And after we had played together, he said that I might qualify for a scholarship to BYU, which is really cool, and that I had already passed the audition process and I was welcome in his program as soon as I graduated. And I just think that is the coolest thing. And I was not expecting to find such amazing opportunities when I asked this guy for a D. I mean, but just by doing simple things, we oftentimes find ourselves with new opportunities. And who knows if I'll get this scholarship or not. That doesn't matter. And it's not like I'm telling you to find your nearest folk music professor and ask him to give you a D. No, it's just take advantage of every opportunity to hone your skills, because they'll just lead to larger opportunities. And a year ago, if I'd been given this chance, I would have been so nervous and my self-doubt and insecurities would have ruined it. But this year, I was so excited and giddy and confident. So here are the clips of my two performances. The first one is Old Man Time with the band, and the second, Soldier Song with my sister. And about halfway through Soldier Song, you'll hear this big hiss because they decided to turn on the smoke machine. And it's a little loud, but it looked so cool. I loved it. I hope you'll enjoy these and let me know what you think.
Close up, there ain't no going back to.
Last week, I had the really great opportunity to meet Carmen Rasmussen. She was speaking at my church, and she wasn't singing, but she just came to do a little seminar. And she and her husband were there. And afterwards, I went up and talked to her. She just talked about her book and her experiences on American Idol. And the husband remembered me. But, of course, she didn't. I wouldn't expect her to because she meets so many people. But, like, we had something in common. I said, oh, we both take from Dean. And she's like, oh, isn't he just the best? And we had a lovely chat. And I actually landed an interviewing opportunity. I have her email address, and I'm going to be emailing her this week. And she is going to be on this podcast in just a little while. I'm so excited. It's going to be really, really great fun. And this is going to help me make up my mind on whether I want to audition for American Idol or not. So you can look for that interview really soon. I'm so excited. And I'm going to close this show with one more song. This is one that I've written. And I'm sorry to say this is another sad song, but it kind of had to be. I performed in a talent show at my school, and one of my teachers came up to me. His name is Mark, and he said, hey, I'm going to be making this film with my students, and it would be really neat if you could write the song for it. And he wanted a sad song, a slow acoustic song, and so I wrote one. I'm going to play it for you now. I'm excited. He submitted it. My school has a little film festival every year, and it's coming up in about a month. And so everyone's submissions were due, and so I am up for best soundtrack, which is exciting. Who knows if I'll get it or not, but this is a song that I wrote for this film, and I'm not really sure what to call it. Right now I'm just calling it Time for the Fire to Die, but I don't know if I like that title very much, but I'm going to play it for you now. And I'll be back at you next time with a new show, new information, maybe an interview with Carmen Rasmussen. We'll have to see how everything plays out. Have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for staying subscribed to my podcast. So exciting, 3 years going strong. Let people know about this show. I'd love to grow my listener base and get my voice heard. I just love podcasting, and I hope that you will enjoy this song. Have a wonderful week. Over and out.
Drop of color has been silenced. Trying to drown the pain in whiskey and tears. Alone in this house again tonight. It's time.